It's awesome. You know, honestly, it's been a dream come true. You know, when you're a little kid, you only think of what this week would feel like. And, you know, now it being the tail end of it, being my first week in the NFL, it's everything that I thought it would be. You know, got a lot to learn, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Have you spent some time around any of the veterans, Dominic? Anybody have you had a chance to meet, talk to?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This whole past week, you know, we were kind of mixed in with them here and there. It's awesome just to get to know the guys.
What were your interactions like with Raiola?
Oh, just getting to know them. I mean, you know, it's going to take some time to get to know someone and to kind of, you know, from a football standpoint, pick his brain. You know, obviously he's been in the league for 14 years now, so it's going to be fun.
Can you imagine like 50 games in Arkansas as an Ironman? He's played 204, whatever it is. Can you imagine playing that many games and what he's done in his career?
No, I couldn't imagine it, but I'm excited to ask him about it, though.
What surprised you the most about this past week and specifically the weekend workouts on the field?
I think, you know, you always hear that the NFL is just such a business, you know, atmosphere, and it's kind of like when you're going into your first year of camp in college. You know, you always hear about it, but you can't really prepare for it until you finally get there. So, you know, when I finally got here, it's just this is a professional atmosphere, and you see that kind of just when you get on campus first.
But is it still just football? I mean, as much as it opened your eyes to the business side, is it when you get out there and start working, does it feel a little like that?
Oh, well, I mean, it'll always be football, but obviously you got bigger, stronger, faster guys. Everyone around you is all Americans, you know, and it's something that you got to adjust to.
They have you at center or guard?
Both right now.
How are you adjusting to? I mean, you played pro style offenses in college, so has this not been a tough transition for you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's obviously somewhat same scheme. It's just terminology. I feel like, you know, there's some carryover, some not from the previous offenses that I had. So I'm just still learning it.
Travis, what do you weigh right now?
Right now, 312.
And, I mean, if you did have to play any guard, would you anticipate, you know, having to put on any more size? Or is that something they've mentioned?
That's something that'll be up to the coaches, I think, and the strength staff. Kind of as we get down the road, they can, I guess, determine that.
How welcoming or helpful have the veterans been in the week or so you've been there?
Oh, they've been great. You know, it's a very family-type atmosphere in that O-line room, and they make it clear as soon as you get there.
James Franklin, an SEC guy, I mean, what do you remember from watching him play the last couple of years, and what was it like working with him this week?
He's a great quarterback, and not only that, but a great person. You know, you obviously get to interact with him on the field, but even off the field, he's just he's a guy that, you know, that you just would recommend to anybody to meet him.
What was it like going through the season you went through, you know, at Arkansas? How debilitating that, or how do you get through, you know, a bad year like that?
You know, it was tough. Obviously, there's always positive and everything. It was my senior year. I had the, you know, probably most fun I had through any of the 5 years, just with you know, the new coaches that I got brought in, and you just try to enjoy all the experiences and stuff. And, you know, was it the outcome that maybe we wanted? No, but I had a, you know, positive atmosphere around me.
How's the strength program here compared to what you saw in the SEC?
Good so far from what I've seen. We haven't really, I guess, cranked up what we're going to be doing. A lot of just kind of basic things, you know, just to get our feet wet.
Do you have a good connection with Jeremiah Washburn since he was a center?
We do have a, you know, some funny stories. You know, he'll mention something that's still there in Fayetteville, and I'll just laugh because it's just, you know, kind of two different generations there.
Did he tell you about beating Texas in his last game with Sean Rogers and Casey?
Not yet.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I will. Anything else? All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.